By coming in contact now, you see thousands of lights rising together, suns rising together. So coming in contact with the word or nama, shabda, or kalma, gives you light, beautiful sense. All glory and beauty lies within you. And also it has got music of the spheres, more enchanting, more blissing, beautiful. So that when a mind tastes, has a taste of that, that is more blissful, more enchanting, naturally outer enjoyments he leaves. So mind would not leave that outer thing unless you have given something higher than that. If there is a child, mother gives him some, what, small thing to play on, he goes on, then that is thrown out. He cries, mother comes up, then gives him something else to engage him. Again, he leaves them. Again, mother, he cries, mother comes up and gives some sweet, he keeps quiet. Again, he cries, then master comes and embraces him. So mind, I said, no. Every day it wants more and more. It cannot be satisfied outwardly. What you get the bliss or joy today, you cannot get more. You go on, do it again and again and again and again. That very blessed things become quite contrary. Once it is said, you see, there are the ways of the master's teaching. Christ also said like that. Sometimes master gives direct talk, sometimes by parables. He gave out that once this wheat went to Lord Vishnu and complained, people eat me very cruelly, too much. What should I do? And the Lord Vishnu told him, those who eat too much, you may eat them up. There's a lesson in that. Those who eat more than what is digested, that is, that turns into diseases, that eat you, isn't it? So, if these very things, we are now, those who begin to eat more and more, time comes when he is not able to digest anything. Any enjoyment that you have got outside, if you enjoy more than normal, then you are become, what you say, unable to enjoy those. This experience shows. So masters tell us, give us that context of the higher within you by giving a demonstration of it. So now as it is, we are now quite under a grand delusion. World is changing, body is changing, we are identified with it. We think it's all stationary. Grand delusion we are in. And the only way to be out of it is to rise above it, to be out of it. And that is by knowing oneself. Kavanana bina pachine mite na brahm ki gaye. So all masters said like that. Amongst the Hindus, there is a custom that 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children are made twice born. And they were given Gayatri Mantra. Perhaps some of you might know about it. Gayatri Mantra is a prayer to God, O God, let us rise above body consciousness. Let us accept those rays of the sun coming to us and be identified with the sun within us. O God, turn our souls toward you. This is a prayer. In the old days, Rishi used to give them a demonstration of opening the inner eye to see the light of God to the small children. So when that eye is opened, you see, the master gave us an experience how to open that eye. So Guru Nanak was asked, really have you seen God? He said, he is apparent everywhere. With what eyes you see, he said, those eyes are different, not the flesh and bones which that can be seen. that inner eye within you all. That is called third eye, single eye, Shiv Netra, Anuktaswara and the Mohammedans. With that, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. How that single eye opens. That will open when your attention is drawn from all outside. You've seen a dying man, you see? When the dead is just in touch this man body as it is, the attention is withdrawn from outside to the dying man, you see? He does not recognize anybody who comes to him because the attention is withdrawn from outside. Then that is withdrawn from the body to the seat of the soul in the man body, which is at the back of the eye. Eyes are upturned. So attention all drawn by outside, you see. Also from the outgoing faculty, or even up to here. Now you may call, they won't hear, you see. So this is the process. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated in the mysteries of the beyond, they have got the same experience of God, I mean, death, leaving the body, as it has at the time of death. So Master tells us, learn to die so that you may begin to live. To die while alive is something else. To die finally is something else. There is a cerebral cord based according to the reactions of the past, they are numbered. Thy days are numbered. Thy breaths are numbered, you see. So when you rise above the body consciousness, come to the seat of soul in the body, that crystal called broken in the actual death, you cannot return. But while alive, that silver cord is not broken. So there's no fear of that, you will return. How to withdraw? That eye opens when, as I told you, which is when our attention is withdrawn from all outside and from the body below, come to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, inner eyes open. So Kavir tells us, well, oh, this natory bird, he does it to man like that, you see. Why are you forgotten your home? This is not your home. This is only golden opportunity given to you, but you are under grand delusion. You have forgotten yourself. What to speak of God or what to speak of your true home, you see? Wake up. Love God, he says. And he tells us, dear friend, how can we love God? We love the world, of course, because we see the world. God is love. Our soul is love, being of the same essence as that of God. It has innate love in itself. And the qualification of love is it wants to be attached with somebody. Soul's love was to be developed to contact all soul, over soul, God, which is stationary, permanent, eternal. When you are attached there, there is no fear of death, no fear of separation. When you are attached to the outside things, they sometimes, you see, they are temporary. You leave your body, other things also outside are temporary, not permanent. Sometimes you get happiness, sometimes you feel, by separation, feel very much unhappy. So they give us a demonstration of that. And say, those who want to permanent joy, all hope, all glory, and eternal life, they should contact with God within you and liberate no creation. So Master say, first thing, learn to leave your body daily. Take cross daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. See that word there? Take cross daily, this is taking cross. So this is the first thing, how to come up, but how to take off Delhi, how to die Delhi. There is a demonstration of that is given by some competent adept of the way, or the spiritual saint, you might say. We want such like man who can weigh up, give us a boost, rise above body consciousness, give us a demonstration of that. So I told you just now amongst the Hindus about the twice born custom they have got, that is also one burst in this man body and other burst into the beyond. Guru Nanak was asked by the Siddhartha, when you were reborn, he said, I was born at the feet of my Guru. Guru ke janme kam mataya. When you once rise above body consciousness and enjoy that higher bliss, there is nothing to drag you back to the world. You get more bliss there, you see. And these very things are given out by others too. Mala rooms tell us this world is a prison house and we are prisoners. The big prison house and we are further prisoners in the bad body, you see. You say, what to do? You can break the roof of the prison and go up. It is a way of transition of things, you see. We are, the world, all world over is prison house and small prisons. We are further in this man body. So the only way to rise above body consciousness. This is what Christ also gave out, you see. So I am quoting all these things only by reference to give you some information that our scriptures give all that. Who can give us demonstration of that is a true guru, is a true saint. When Christ gave out, except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a very learned advocate over there. He came up, Master, oh, we are old men, you see, how can we enter the womb of his mother and be reborn? And he told him, look here, you are a very learned man. People respect you like anything, but don't you know that spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? That is, you must be reborn. Emphatically given. So reborn means rising into the beyond. The life after that as certain, as sure as 2 and 2 make 4. I come up here from India. Am I no more? I'm not in India, of course. I'm here alive. So masters tell us, this is a very most important, very personal question you have before you, in which nobody can help you. It's the master only who can give you demonstration of it, and you live by as he directs you. You rise from the body 100 times a day. Who knows this? Where the string of death is left. We are all afraid when you hear the name of death, isn't it? Not? First reason is that we do not know how to leave the body. The other thing, we do not know where to go after that. What is our fate after that? For these two reasons, we are afraid of death. Everybody wants to live here 2 hours more. So how to leave the body, I have just explained you. Withdraw your attention from outside and from the body below, come to the seat of the soul, the body at the back of the eyes, your eyes open into the beyond. If you come up daily like that, as demonstrated by the Master, then you have no fear there. You all see, Kabir says, I am very happy when I hear the name of death. Why? Because this world of sorrow will be over and I will join my Lord forever. You feel joy. So everybody wants free, you might tell you. Even the students in the school, they say today is holiday, they feel joy. Freedom. So we all want freedom from the body and the environment. And the demonstration of it can be given by his competent on the way. They are called saints, they are called Mahatmas in two senses of the world. The world is full of teachers, I tell you, full of teachers. We are respectful to them for whatever we have learnt at their feet. But we need some such like teacher who can give us a boost to rise into the beyond and give us a contact with the God into expression power which is within us. The nectar, the water of life, which is the bread of life. All masters have been referring to this in the same words, in their own languages, of course. Christ did say like that. A Samaritan lady was going with a pitcher full of water over her head. Christ wanted water. Out of inferiority complex, she did not give it because he's of high family. How can he have water for me? And he said, had she given this water, this would have satisfied thirst for a while. Again there would have been thirst gone. Had she come to me, I would have given her water of life. By having which she would have all thirst for all life satisfied. And that's the water life within you. That is called in Mamadabhi Ayat. Which is called by the three gurus as the nectar, amrat, amargyundana. So all masters are referring to that. That is within you. God says, I am treasure hidden in you. Why don't you come up and dig it up? So say, Guru Nanak says, you see, the treasure of divinity lies within you if you but listen to the one word of the Master. You know how fortunate you are to have man body. Only that needs somebody who can give you a contact with it, that's all. And who can give you a contact with it? It's not you, any son of man can do it. It is God alone who can give you contact with God, with Him, who resides in every heart and where He is manifest. God resides in every heart, but He is manifest here, there, somewhere, for the guidance of child humanity. So if you are really hankering for, yearning for meeting God, God resides in you. He sees my child is crying to meet me. What does he do? He just brings in contact with somewhere where God is manifest. He is manifest. A blind man cannot catch any man with the eyes. So it is God who makes arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where God is manifest. God desires in him too, but not manifest. Self, only thing is that his attention is identified with the world outside. He gives him a demonstration how to be attention from outside and arise of a body consciousness, where to find the God into expression controlling him in the form of light and sound. So this is come strongly in the grace of the Master. God first. It is God alone who can give a contact with Him. So you cannot enter this man's body. So the man has got a house vacant, he has locked it up and gave the key of the house to the agent. Can you enter that house? You must have the permission of the owner of the house. Then he'll direct you somewhere with whom the key lies, and he'll open the door and you can get in. So this man body is made by whom? By God, you see. He has locked it up and given key to the saint, to the... Now he gives you contact with that, he opens the door, you get in. Otherwise, God is within us, the treasure of divinity is within us, all glory and beauty lies within us. We are only identified with the world outside. those who are fed up with this and world is unhappy, you see, undergone king panorama of life. So he, when your yearning field within you, God makes arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere else where you can be put on the way, given a boost to rise into a body consciousness and be reborn. So when Master comes, they have the same teaching for all mankind alike. This inner way. Master come only to take you back home. God sends them. My children are unhappy. Those who are fed up, let them come to me. You bring them back. So all Master say like that, I come from the Father. Father has sent me. Tenth Guru says, I am sent by God. Guru Nanak says, I speak all as I am inspired by God. I cannot utter any other word than what He is inspired. You follow me now? Where we stand? So Master come for all the world over. We are not the monopoly of any sect, any country. When sun rises, do you think it belongs to the east or the west? It rises for all. So they bring the same old ancient wisdom that God is within you. You are fortunate to have a man body. Make the best use of it. Outward enjoyments won't last more. After all, you will have to leave the body. Would it not be wise enough to begin to leave the body just now, slowly, so that you may not be dragged all at once? A silken cloth is spread over a shrub which is very thorny. If you drag it all, that will talk. You daily right to just take it off from the thorns. It might take an hour today, 2 hours, then 1 hour. By practice, you may take it away in 5 minutes and 2 minutes. It is something like that. So we are afraid of death because we do not know how to live. That's the only thing. You will give a boost like that and you rise daily like that, daily. Then where do you think of that? These all masters, whether Persian masters or the Latin masters or the Greek philosophers or any other, these are what makes no difference. In a way, the same for all. As mankind is all one, as man we are all one, as soul we are all brothers and sisters in God, and whom we pray is also the same, called by different names, you see. Unity origins as man, as soul, and whom we worship. So this unity origins, this we forget, and Master come to revive. That's all. All the same they advise, they're the creator of this whole universe. We should love Him. He also resides in all universe, also resides in you, in the temple of your body. Love Him, you see. If you love Him, as it lies in every heart, you love everybody. You love your animals, birds and reptiles too. Those are radiating love of God, even the reptiles are the snakes, don't harm them. Sometimes children are seen taking the head of the snake with Muntumar, but that doesn't stun them. Why? Because they radiate love, no enmity. So we but live up to the teaching of a master, truly, in and out both. Then you'll see the kingdom of God will come on earth. But we must be true. You see, we deceive God. We deceive others. But first of all, we deceive our own selves. So be true to your own self always. You want to be true to God. So that is the way all masters are putting out. Now we have, they come and teach whom? All mankind alike. You see, what they say, what they have seen. And let others also testify what they have seen, you see. Irrespective whether we bear the labels of one social body or other, that makes no difference to them. So this is the teachings what the Master gives when they come. They want us to discriminate. The desert are discriminatory birds. And see what is right, what is wrong. Analyze yourself. You are the true one, permanent, and then God is the true one. All other things are changing. Man body is a golden opportunity you are given to find you. If you are true, if you really hanker after it, God will make within you, who is residing, make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere which you can be put on the way. Given a contact with Him who also resides with you. So this is what I have come to by parallel study of scriptures and sitting at the feet of the masters. And this is the one lesson, the one way back to God. For all mankind, young children, old men, there are so many yogas. And this is the natural yoga which the master gave me. See, each yoga has its own scope. If you are very fond of going into them, you better. I have written one book, Crown of Life, which gives me a parallel study of all yogas. Each yoga has its own scope. And we are not heretic outfit. Yad Yoga for you are very intellectual giants. Children won't be able to do it. Other yogas, you see, which involve pranas, they are also, we are heretic outfit for them. Times are changing. So this is the simple way of living, simple teaching, high thinking, that gives you hope, that gives you very right view, right spectacles to wear on to see the world, what it is in its true perspective. So, I may thank you for all those who are here, because I have to leave now for the other place, to Birmingham, where we have to give a talk in India. Our friend will tell you. Thank you, see. I am very fortunate to have so many faces before me, and you have seen only one of mine, and I have seen many of yours, so I am more fortunate. The only thing I would say, as a man, you see, this is the very most important subject in man body that you can do to know God. And this is the high time to do so. Let us, Master don't advise us to leave the world, go leave the hearts and homes, go to the jungles. No, they say leave the world, pay off all debts as God has united you with them, but at the same time, just try to go back to your home. That's all. This alone you can do for yourself. Our Master can help you in that. No other minister or the religious preachers will help you in that. Really? You have to rise above. What do you consider? Somebody should help you to rise above. This is all glory. Very sweet stories of which we hear from the scriptures that you can see for yourself what is what going on. And this is my request. This part of his life should not be ignored. It is most important and most ignored. Those who would like to be put on the way, one thing is of utmost necessity, and that is, as he has already told, strict adherence to vegetarian diet, avoidance of all intoxicants and good karma. Further thing, those who have been put on the way, one thing is, they should keep diaries for self-introspection. In old days, you know, people used to sit at the feet of the master for years. When they saw the vessel was ready, only then they gave something. Now the times have changed. Nobody can sit with the master for years. Now you are given some demonstration, some capital to start with. And then you have to maintain it by self-introspection, weeding out all imperfection within you. For that I prescribe one diary for self-introspection under certain heights. Those should be noticed and put down and try to weed out from day to day for your pure life, to achieve your life. As also how much time you put in daily with what result. Those diaries should be sent to me regularly for guidance. even if you have done nothing, I request you to send me a blank diary. Why? How long will you continue sending blank diary? 1 month, 2 months? Then you'll morally feel what you are doing. So those who want to progress on the way, they should submit their diaries regularly for life. I hope God, you'll give all guidance, God's grace. Now may I take leave of you, very kind of you, you have given a patient hearing.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Satsang from Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was the last 30 minutes of a talk called What is Real, given on September 16, 1972, in Liverpool, England. Our reader this morning is Christine Clevenger. Hello, Christine.
Hello, David. Good morning to everyone. I am going to read from the November 1973 Satsang Desh Master's talk called Give Thanks to God. It is a talk given by him at the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim, California, on Thanksgiving Day, 1972. This is Thanksgiving Day for all. Each one of us personally should stand up and thank him, you see. Not only this moment, but throughout the day. Every moment of life. He has given us the man body. That is the greatest reason for Thanksgiving Day, because there are hundreds of other bodies in which we can do nothing. Man body is the golden opportunity which has been afforded us, in which we can go back home. Is it not the greatest Thanksgiving Day? Guru Arjan says that we should be giving thanks every moment of life. When you eat, thank God. When you have got a home to live in, thank God. Compare with others who are on the roadsides. If you are rich, thank God. Just compare with others who cannot afford to have a morsel of food. When you are hungry, thank God. When you have got good things to think of throughout your future life or about God, thank God. There are many others who do not believe in Him. So, how Thanksgiving Day started, that is the history before us, but that's not the only thing, you see. Be thankful every moment. Kabir says, every breath we take, we should thank Him. Every breath of life is worth three planes of the whole universe, the macrocosm. So we must give thanks, you see. Once the earth was asked, in a parable way, you have got mountains, you have got rivers, you have trees, you have animals, you have men, so many burdens on you. How can you bear it? And the earth replied, that is no burden to me. They asked him, what is it that is burdensome to you? He said, well, when any man who is ungrateful walks on me, I cannot bear the burden. We should be thankful to God for everything we have been given and at every moment, not only on this day. That is just an historical event. It is good that they had some land to live on and had their crops. You know, everyday crops are going on. Have they stopped? they are more magnificent than before. So we should be more thankful. And the greatest thing for which we should be thankful is that He has given us the man body in which we can go back home. So for every work we do, for anything we live in, drink, associate with, we should thank God. We should be always thanking Him. Man can be thankful when he is conscious of a higher power working. Are you conscious? Then your thanks should go to Him. Otherwise, you should give thanks to Him that you have been put on the way. You have got something to start with, some power to look after you, to finish off your give and take and wind up all your karmas by bringing you into contact with the God into expression power. There are many things to thank Him for, not just the crops at the time they found land. Have more thanks now. There are hundreds of crops growing, fruit trees growing, other things, so many things. We should be more thankful from day to day. So here, somebody has left something for me. Master reads a note. What can you people give to me? Give thanks to God, not to me. If I have come to you, it is His grace. Praise should go to Him. If you think you have got a little good from me, that is through the grace of God. And if you still want to give me some thanks, not forgetting God, then I think that thanks can be acceptable if you simply live up to the commandments. That is all. That is the most thanksgiving. Then it is you who are benefiting by living up to the commandments. Christ said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Have a chaste life. Have a good moral way of living. Love all. No schism where your heart feels something, your mouth speaks something else, your brain thinks something else. That is no thanksgiving. We should be thankful for the rest of whatever days are fixed for us. That is Thanksgiving Day. We should thank God for everything. Now you have been put on the way. How will you give more thanks? By living up to it, or by leaving off. So it is very kind of you, referring to the note, but all these thanks go to Him. On my 75th birthday, there was a diamond jubilee. Men of all religions of India, and also men from outside India, were there. And they spoke very highly, of course. When a man is in a lecture room, he gives tall talks. You may be do all that, or may not be do all that. So they all gave lectures, high comments. When I stood up, I told them, "Well, dear friends, you have been hearing all these talks from these different friends of mine. Truly speaking, I am not worthy of all they have said. I have been passing on all these things to my master. You see, it was his grace. So it is all the grace of God or the master through whom you got this way. So from this day onward, be grateful for everything. You have got something, maybe not 100%, Maybe 1% you have got it. But what do you do? For one thing, which we have not got, we forget to be thankful for all the other things which we have. Is it not? Go and ask anybody, oh, this thing I have not got. But what about the others which we have? The sheep which bleats, the more morsels go out of its mouth. Be thankful for what you have and expect more. When you are not thankful for what you have, for one thing only, you are ungrateful to God, always complaining. God has not given me this thing. God has not given me that thing. Does it include Thanksgiving Day? Tell me. So, whatever we get as a reaction of our past, be thankful. The greatest thing for which to be thankful is that you have the man body. And further, the greatest day of Thanksgiving is that day when you are put on the way back to God. That is His grace. So we wish, peace be unto all the world, over, here, there, and everywhere. From this day onward, I think you will try to put in more time to go back home. The sooner you reach there, the better. Is it not? Before it gets dark, when you will be able to do nothing. Christ also said, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Night comes when? When you leave the body. It is daytime when you are alive, is it not? So we should learn to be thankful to God for everything. Sometimes unwanted things do come up, but they are the reactions of our own doings, you see. We should be thankful we are paying off these things. So I wish I may also be, and you, each one of you, thankful to God for everything we have. When something is wanting, everybody becomes irked. Nobody is all grateful. He says, this thing is not given. He never thinks of giving thanks to God for what he has already. If he has 10 things and 1 thing he has not got, all he can say is, I have not got this thing. This is Thanksgiving Day. The greatest lesson you have learned is to be thankful for what you get. It is the best we can hope for. He is our Father. He makes the arrangements to wind up all our actions. To wind up all our actions. Should we not be grateful that we are paying off all debts in this earthly life and going back home? So this is what I want to say to each one of you. Anyone else want to come up to say thanks? Thanks come from the heart, not from the mouth. Mind that. When the heart is thankful, then the same things come up through the mouth. The mouth should only give what is in your heart. He sees our hearts, not the outward expression. So from this day onward, we should learn this lesson of gratefulness, thankfulness. If we have not been doing it in the past, then now we must change, is it not? At this point, Master gave a meditation sitting to all present. Afterward, he continued with his talk. He said, "So this is Thanksgiving Day. Thank God that you have got the man body. This is the golden opportunity that has been given to us, because in the man body alone can we know God. God is all light, all consciousness. We are drops of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all children of light. So in the man body, we have to come in contact with all consciousness. We have to become more conscious, like him. If we have the man body, that is the greatest blessing we can have. But further, the greatest blessing, you might say double or superlative blessing, is that you have been put on the way. So you should know yourself and come in contact with all consciousness so that you might become more conscious and go back to your true home. If we don't contact our souls with God, who is all consciousness, if we just contact with the material things of the world, then naturally our consciousness will be lessened. If our consciousness is lessened, we will go to the level of bodies in which consciousness is comparatively less than man's. So he who has the man body and does not come in contact with all consciousness, well, that is playing with suicide, masters say. It is suicide when you become less conscious. You are to become more conscious by coming in contact with God. The masters say, well, what is it? If we do not come in contact with God, we forget him. Even coming in contact with something else is to forget him altogether. Well, it is a practical death in the terminology of the saints. Guru Nanak says, "Who is alive, O Nanak? He who is conscious of God, who sees God face to face as we see each other. And those who do not see, they are dead." So we should be thankful that we have the man body, which is the highest blessing. And further, we have been put on the way. We must now do what? Keep the commandments. Remain as much as you can, as long as you can, with that all consciousness, so that your consciousness may become more and more like God. If you have not known God, if you have not found him within your man body, which is the true temple of God, then all your actions, reading, eating, drinking, enjoying outside things, adorning your bodies, this and that, all that is just like men adorning dead bodies. So they say, when you have the man body, you see, the highest aim is to know God. There are two purposes of the man body. One is to wind up all actions and reactions and to pay off all debts coming from the past. And the further purpose is to know God, to love God. Love resides in every heart. We should love everybody. If we do not do that, then the masters say that those who are animals, birds, reptiles, they are better than us, who have the man body in which we have not done anything. How can you have all this blessing? Only through coming in contact with a saint or God-man, Word made flesh. When you come to Him, He gives you a contact with the God into expression power. Those who do not see, they begin to see. God is light. God is sound principle. You see? So the masters say, you have the man body. You must stand on your own legs. Pay off all debts to those who are connected with you by the flowing pen of God, and also be of help to others. Otherwise, if you are doing any practices, any performances, any rituals, any customs, that is meant for preparation of the ground, and he for whom you make all these preparations, if he does not turn up, then what is your fate? So all these things are the elementary steps, you might say, the preparatory steps. Try to understand things. God is light. We light a candle. God is music of the spheres. We ring a bell. These are the symbols of God. Not seeing God. These are good actions, of course. They will give you good results because they are performed in the name of God. But this doership is not gone. If the ego is there, whatever you sow, so shall you reap. Good thoughts will bring you good results. Bad thoughts will bring you bad results. And what is good and bad in the terminology of the saints? Whatever actions bring you closer to God, they are good actions. Whatever actions take you away from God, they are bad actions. That is the definition given by the saints. Sometimes you find that in one religion something is good, and in another religion, the same thing is not good. To sit in Sikh temples bareheaded is a sign of disrespect. But to sit bareheaded in churches is a sign of respect. So this definition is given by the masters. Whatever brings you closer to God, those are good actions. Whatever takes you away from God, whether good or bad, is a bad action. So in the man body, we have had it. We work day and night just like a man who is held up in conscription. He works from morning till night with nothing to be had in the evening. This is just what you do. So meet some master and hear from him what great fortune you have. You have the man body. Still greater fortune awaits us if we come in contact with God in man or man in God. He gives you a contact with the God already within you. Your attention is now simply identified with the outside world, so much so that we have forgotten. Unless you are withdrawn from outside and come to your own self, know yourself. How can you know God? The first step is to know yourself, the demonstration of which is given by a master. When you meet him, it comes only through the saints. So such like opportunity is afforded to us by God. We do not know. He whose eyes are closed, how can he know the man with eyes? So When the God within you sees that you are yearning for God, you cannot live without Him, then He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where He is manifest. He comes to you. You do not know Him, who He is, but He affords us this opportunity when we hear the talks. Naturally, we are dragged, attracted, and put on the way. So today is Thanksgiving Day. Give thanks to God. Ungratefulness is the most heinous crime that can ever be committed. Give thanks for what you have. Generally, we simply say that this thing has not been given to us, and we don't give thanks for the other things. So from today onward, if we learn this lesson to be thankful to God for everything He has given us, it will be, I think, acceptable to God. If you have 3, 4, or 5 children and they are all fighting, saying, I have not got this, I have not got that, but all the other things they have, and one child is there who says, Father, thank you. You have given me these things. Whom do you think the Father would like? He does not want anything returned, but at least He wants that we should be thankful for what we get. We should not be ungrateful. So this is, I think, a great virtue, which, if you adopt from today onward, you will advance like anything. The next reading that I will go to is from The Teachings of Kirpal Singh in Volume 1, The Holy Path, the chapter called The Way Out, Guru, the Greatest Gift of God. In Guru Nanak's Japji Sahib, he tells us, there is one reality, the unmanifest manifested, ever existent. He is Nam, the Creator, pervading all, without fear, without enmity, the timeless, the unborn, self-existent, complete within itself. Through the favor of His true servant, the Guru, He may be realized. The truest riches and the greatest gift of God is the God-man, the person who, having realized himself, is established in his Godhead. He is, in a sense, a polarized God, or pole from which God manifests himself amongst his people. Limitless and infinite as God is, he is beyond comprehension by finite powers of perception. He can, however, be apprehended in the Master somewhat as a vast sea can be apprehended at the beach, with bathing ghats where seawater gently flow in so bathers can have a safe dip. As like attracts like, man must of necessity have man as his teacher, for no one else can teach him. The way to God, therefore, lies through man. Some God-man alone can tell us of the way out from the world and a way in into the kingdom of God, now a lost province to mankind in general. The fall of man was brought about by man, and the regeneration of man, too, is to be brought about by man. But there is a world of difference between man and man, the latter being God in man. When people see the guru living like an ordinary human being, eating, drinking, etc., they become careless in thought and respect. You should always remember that a master's life is two in one. He is the Son of Man, accepting all as brothers, having no ill thought for anyone, living like a true human being, sharing happiness and misery with others. He also suffers in the sadness of others and sometimes sheds tears of sympathy too. But as his true self, he leads the souls within and up. Those unfortunate people who consider him merely a man remain at the level of man and lose the golden opportunity. The greatest prayer a person can therefore offer to God is that he may, in his unbounded mercy, establish his contact with his prophets, who may lead him Godward. The God-man or the prophet shows him the way, the grand trunk road that leads to God. It is nothing but the sound current or sound principle differently called by different sages, the Word or the Holy Spirit by the Christians, Kalma, Bang Yasmani, or Nida Iyarshi by the Mohammedans, Udget, Akashvani, Nad, or Sruti by the Hindus, and Shabd or Nam by the Sikhs. Zoroaster calls it Sreosha, and the Theosophists, the voice of the silence. Christ speaks of it as the voice of the Son of God. God overflows in the Guru and unites man with the Word to reach back to his true home. The sound current is the means to salvation. It is the master key that unlocks the kingdom of heaven. It bestows life eternal on man and restores him once again to the Garden of Eden, from which he was driven away by disobedience to God. What greater boon can a man seek from God but restoration to the kingdom lost by him? It marks the end of his long exile through countless centuries as he hails back the lost sheep to his fold. The Master is the kind shepherd who, out of compassion, does all this for erring humanity. Such high souls hold a commission from the Most High. No longer is he an exile in the world, but an inheritor of the kingdom of God, established once more in his native Godhead. And here I will stop, and I can continue this chapter at my next reading. This morning, I read Give Thanks to God from the November 1973 Satsang Dash. And the second reading was from the teachings of Kirpal Singh, Volume 1, in the chapter called The Way Out, Guru, the Greatest Gift of God. Thank you, gracious Master.
And thank you, Christine, for reading for us. There were 81 people at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So this is the high time, man-body is the golden opportunity that we have got. Why? Because in this man-body only we can know God, and know other bodies.